His check on stories we're following for you today on Robinhood Radio. In a story from the Republican American on Saturday, one of two drowning victims was recovered from the rain-swollen current of the Housatonic River on Friday. And then the second of two men who drowned while swimming in Gaylordsville section of the Housatonic River has also been recovered. As police later confirmed on Sunday, they recovered the body of 24-year-old man from Bronx, New York. The area where both went swimming was posted with no swimming signs, according to police. The adjacent land is open as a recreation area, but not the river, where knee-deep water will quickly drop off to 15 feet deep water. Report out of Ghent. Two Ghent residents were uninjured on Saturday morning after their plane crashed, according to Lieutenant Lewis Bray of the Columbia County Sheriff's Office. The airplane was being piloted by Stephen Clairman, 69, and there was one passenger in the plane, a 73-year-old man, who has not been identified, according to Bray. Clairman is the owner of the airplane, a 2011 Waco Classic fixed-wing single-engine aircraft. At about 10 o'clock in the morning, Columbia County 911 dispatched Ghent firefighters, Chatham Rescue Squad, and the sheriff's deputies to the Clynekill Airport on Route 21 in Ghent for a reported airplane crash after a nearby resident heard the crash and called 911. Well, the Dutchess County COVID-19 dashboard has been silent for about a week. When it was updated finally on Saturday from New York statewide ComCare contact tracing system, the current picture of coronavirus in the county didn't only change, but the county's historic totals dropped dramatically. The county's count on June 4th prior to the shift showed 1,333 active cases among residents in Dutchess County. Using statistics from the Dutchess Department of Behavioral and Community Health, when the dashboard updated a week later, the tracing system totals were 438 cases, and the count for June 4th was changed to 518. The change means the pandemic in Dutchess has peaked slightly earlier than previously reported, and for several weeks, more than double the number of active cases in the region have sometimes been reported in the dashboard. Such fluctuations also have happened in Connecticut, of course, as we know. In the Berkshire Hills Regional School District, officials are cautiously optimistic about the upcoming year financially-wise. Superintendent Peter Dillon said the school district's financial health largely depends on how much money the state allocates to public schools in fiscal year 2021. The Commonwealth funds about 10% of the Berkshire Hills budget, so a significant decrease in the state funding wouldn't devastate the district as much as some schools in the region. Berkshire Hills, which serves Great Barrington, Stockbridge, and West Stockbridge, accepts money from the state in two ways. One, through the Chapter 70 program, the General Support Fund for Public Schools in Massachusetts, and the Regional Transportation Reimbursement Fund, which assists the district with 65% to 90% of transportation costs annually. Dutchess County Clerk Brad Kendall has announced that Poughkeepsie DMV location at 22 Market Street in Poughkeepsie will resume in-person license permits and non-driver ID transactions today. That begins by appointment only. And effective today, the Connecticut State Police Troop B in North Canaan will begin reopening to the public. For everybody's safety, there are lots of restrictions. For more information, 860-626-1820 is the telephone number. Now, the D.M. Hunt Library in Falls Village will be opening on June 23rd, reopening. Now, the hours will be as they have been set before: Tuesdays and Thursdays, 10 till 5, Fridays, 3 till 7 p.m., Saturdays from 10 until 1. Social distancing guidelines will be observed to mitigate the coronavirus exposure. The library will require all visitors to wear a mask, and there will be a limit of 5 patrons at a time. Visitors will be asked to have their temperatures taken with an infrared thermometer as they enter and sign a contract tracing sheet to record their visit. A full list of guidelines is available at the library. So, meetings coming up this week in our tri-state region. Coming up today, the Region 1 Board of Education has a special meeting at 6:30. Of course, all these meetings now are remote, either Zoom or Google. You'll have to go to the websites to get the information. The Northeast Village Board meeting is tonight at 7 o'clock. Also, a planning and board regular meeting via Zoom is happening in Dover, New York. That is happening at 7 o'clock tonight. And in Sheffield, the Board of Selectmen have their meeting, also a virtual meeting, at 7 o'clock tonight. Coming up tomorrow, the Sharon Housing Authority has their regular meeting at 5 p.m. Also tomorrow, the Board of Finance in Sharon has their meeting at 7 p.m. In Kent, the Board of Finance has their monthly meeting tomorrow at 7 p.m. And in Cornwall, the Board of Selectmen have their meeting coming up tomorrow at 7:30. Once again, we remind you, these meetings are remote, and you have to go to the town's websites to get the information. Now, coming up on Wednesday, there is a meeting in Cornwall, Connecticut, of the Board of Education at 4:15. The Sharon Town Hall will be the location of the Transfer Station Building Committee. That will happen at 5:30 on Wednesday. The Village of Millerton will have their next regular board monthly meeting. That will be June 17th, and that will be at 6 p.m. Also coming up on Wednesday, the 17th, in Sharon, the Conservation Commission meets at 6:30. The Region 1 ABC Committee has a special meeting on Wednesday at 7 p.m. Coming up on Thursday in Cornwall, the Board of Finance meets at 7 p.m. There's a town board meeting coming up in Pine Plains on the 18th at 7 p.m. as well. Taking a look at other news, indoor entertainment opportunities will be made available in Connecticut residents in the coming weeks as the state government begins relaxing restrictions placed during the worst of the COVID-19 pandemic. However, when residents enter a cinema, a theater, or music venue, the experience will be quite different from what it is before the virus. Exactly how different, we haven't found out yet. The Hudson Valley Hot Air Balloon Festival, an annual early summer event, has been delayed amid ongoing concerns relating to the safety of holding events during the coronavirus pandemic. The Dutchess County Chamber of Commerce, which runs the event, said the 29th annual edition will be held in the fall, though it did not list a target date in that announcement. Meanwhile, the continuing pandemic will not dampen the spirits of Catskill Village residents who plan to celebrate Gay Pride in August. Pride festivities traditionally held in June were canceled or postponed due to COVID-19. A group of village residents announced plans last Wednesday to hold a Pride Parade August 1st. It's an LGBTA+ event. The slogan is Hope for Humanity. In news out of Great Barrington by Heather Bilo of the Berkshire Eagle, last weekend's Black Lives Matter protest touched off a skirmish between Jewish community and various groups over comments made by the leader of a local NAACP about American police receiving training in Israel. Dennis Powell, president of the NAACP's Berkshire chapter, had raised the issue in his speech to a crowd of more than 1,000 as the nation narrowed its focus on policing in the weeks after George Floyd's death. The link to Israel roiled the Berkshire's Jewish community in the wake of comments. Powell said he's been bombarded with rebukes and accusations. Critics, he said, have distorted his intent, which was to tell the truth and problem solve after a Jewish member of the NAACP sent him an article about police being trained by Israeli forces on that knee-on-neck issue. The Wasaic Project is adapting its program to suit new normal during the coronavirus outbreak. The Wasaic Project has shifted its 12th annual summer benefit to a virtual platform, inviting the community to help celebrate the organization's 12th year of operation this June over the World Wide Web. More information can be found at wasaicproject.org. The Kent Town Hall will remain closed until September 1st, according to the Republican American. That from First Selectman Jean Speck telling other selectmen she's been holding weekly virtual meetings with the town's department heads and they decided there's no need to allow public entry into the building because of safety concerns due to COVID-19. Residents are asked to contact town employees through phone and email. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com. You'll also find them on Facebook. And by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average starts off the week at 25,605.54. The NASDAQ at 95,88.81. And the S&P 500 at 3,041.31. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.